Mr. Wiegand, but we've built everything we extrapolated. Their weapon systems are now our weapon systems, plus everything we've invented.
But they aren't human. They don't think the way we do. What path took them to the materials they invented? Their biosolvent, for instance, reducing all living things to a sort of goo that could be used by their life forms. Have we weaponized anything like that?
That would be a land warfare weapon, a matter for the Strategos, not the Polemarch. As a fleet commander, it would never affect you.
How do you know there isn't a ship-to-ship capability? A biosolvent that can eat through a ship's surface.
Why are you disrupting a class in existing ship-to-ship weaponry with speculations?
The weapons we expect won't kill us. It's the weapons we don't expect.
Well, by definition, we don't expect them.
But we should be imagining them.
Not in this class.
And I wasn't disrupting the class. I was listening silently.
You were obviously not paying attention.
I was paying attention, but not to you.
He's mastered everything that he thinks is relevant. He's mastered the simulator, so it's second nature to him.
I think his obsession with the Formics goes beyond preparation for war. He goes into the tunnels now with a kind of desperate eagerness, the way he used to play the giant's drink.
The unwinnable scenario, which he won.
The other children have been training together and they're also ready.
Ready to assassinate Bean.
Don't joke about such things. They respect him.
It's time to commit to one candidate or another.
I think we have time to give Ender Wiggin one last teacher. One last enemy.
A distraction.
A danger.
A necessity, in my opinion. Ender Wiggin has never faced anything like an equal. It's time for him to lose.
Who are you? Why are you here? Why isn't the door opening? I have classes.
I don't care about the classes.
Ah! What was that for? If you keep attacking me, old man, I'm going to fight back. All right, you win.
Since when do you have to tell the enemy when he has won? I surprised you once, Ender Wiggin. Why didn't you destroy me immediately afterward? Because I sat here looking peaceful? You've turned your back on me, stupid. You've learned nothing. You've never had a teacher.
I've had too many teachers.
There is no teacher but the enemy. No one but the enemy will tell you what the enemy is going to do. No one but the enemy will ever teach you how to destroy and conquer. Only the enemy shows you where you are weak. Only the enemy tells you where he is strong. The rules of the game are what you can do to him, and what you can stop him from doing to you. I am your enemy from now on. From now on, I am your teacher.
My enemy isn't a treacherous old man. My enemy is the Hive Queen.
You don't get to decide who your enemy is. Better this time, boy, but slow. You'll have to be better with a fleet than you are with your body, or no one will be safe with you in command. Lesson learned?
Yes.
Good. then we'll never have to have such a battle again. From now on, we fight through the simulator. I will program your battles from now on, not the computer. I will devise the strategy of your enemy, and you will learn to be quick and discover what tricks the enemy has for you. From now on, the enemy is stronger than you. From now on, you are always about to lose.
About to lose.
But you can win. Sometimes you may win easily. But remember that the enemy is also learning from what you show. You are also teaching the enemy how to defeat you. In this school, it has always been the practice for a young student to be chosen by an older one. The two become companions. The older boy teaches the younger one everything he knows. Always they fight. Always they compete. Always they are together. I have chosen you.
You're too old to be a student.
I am old enough that I have learned directly from the Hive Queen. Now you will learn from me. Go eat your breakfast. The door will... I said we were through with fighting this way.
Why would you expect me to obey my enemy?
I'm a wily old alpha male, and you don't have your adult growth yet. Even the most ambitious young chimp knows when to stop attacking and wait for a later opportunity.
You say you fought the Hive Queen. You're old, but you can't be that old.
They sent me on a relativistic voyage. Decades out and decades back again. But for me, only a few years alone in that jail of a ship.
Why would they go to all that trouble to keep you alive for 70 years?
So I'd be here to teach you. When you go to the simulator, it will be me controlling the other fleet.
Teacher! Do you have a name?
Mazer Rackham.
I'm really going to play against Mazer Rackham?
Don't say that name out loud. Only a few of us know that he isn't dead.
For a few minutes this morning, I thought he was trying to kill me.
Before you start your practice today, it's time to give you the team that's going to help you win.
A team?
For a year, you've spoken your commands to the computer. Now you'll speak to squadron leaders you can trust to carry out your orders with intelligence and initiative of their own.
For a year, I practiced alone.
Alone? We had you working on tactics and strategies, the capabilities of the machinery. You already knew how to lead other soldiers before we brought you here.
Who picked them? How am I supposed to learn what they can do?
They've also been practicing, getting to know the simulator, learning to work as a team.
With each other? Without me? Why haven't we been working together all along?
We needed you to rely on yourself first. It would have been too easy for you to drift along, letting them carry you.
Oh, they're that good?
They should be. You trained most of them.
I haven't trained anybody since battle school.
They have their own simulators, but they can hear you and speak to you. The comm is live. Say hello to your squadron leaders, Ender Wiggin.
Salam, Ender.
Ho, Ender. Steady aim, Ender.
Alai. Beam. Petra. Who else?
Dink Meeker here.
Crazy Tom.
Shen, I did pretty well when I got an army of my own.
We all did. Except Beam, he lost every battle.
Hot soup.
I was trying new ideas.
Fly Molo. Khan Kabi. Even though I never worked under you.
Vlad Porochkot.
I hope you haven't forgotten everything in the years since we last saw each other.
Mostly. We don't function all that well without you. Bean did a pretty good job standing in for you.
But we are so glad you're back with us. We your Jeesh, Ender.
Fly, you're letting them get around you to the south.
Sneaky little bunducks.
They're on the run.
Break off and join Dink.
She's got three groups heading up at her.
I see them. Thanks, Bean.
Dink, break off and support Petra.
Done.
It only took a week, and they're working together like a machine.
I prefer to think they're working together like friends.
But they'll never work together as smoothly as the Formics do.
We don't want them to. Humans have individual initiative. That's our strength, not our weakness.
I think it's time for you to take over as Ender's opponent.
Once it starts, it has to be relentless.
I believe they can handle it.
We'll find out.
Come to Fairyland, come to Fairyland.
I thought the mind game was a battle school thing.
Welcome to Fairyland.
This is not even possible.
And yet the game called to him, Dr. Jayati. Somehow it got on his computer.
Yes, I can see that. But IFCOM has a closed system. The Ansible is the only connection.
I don't care how it got onto the system. I care about what it's doing to Ender Wiggins.
I can't watch and talk at the same time.
The game is the same nonsense as before until we get to the snake in the tower. Now watch Ender as he plays. Don't watch the game. I can tell you about the game. He kills the snake, but it rears back up again as some sort of artist's rendition of a hive queen.
We've never seen a hive queen since somebody carelessly blew up the only one who ever came to our solar system.
All you can do is blame people, apparently. Still, I'd say it's a good artist's rendition of what a hive queen might look like.
Ender seems to think it's beautiful. I think that's a look of awe, not fear.
But then he kills it. In the game, he slices off its head. Now, it might be pretty, but it's still the enemy. Now look, there's the mirror. Only it isn't Peter's face this time. It's Valentine.
Ender has tears in his eyes. This program is really manipulating him.
That's our job.
He breaks the glass, and what's inside isn't a bunch of vipers now. It's a jewel. Huge. But he takes it. And there it is.
Game over.
I don't even know how to interpret this mad thing. Why would the software show him a hive queen and then Valentine and then this jewel?
Ender is going to go through the next several weeks with no computer except the simulator.
But if the mind game is doing this, it's because Ender needs it.
He isn't here for therapy, Dr. Jayati. He's here to win a war. Against the Hive Queen, no matter how pretty and unthreatening she looks in the game. He knows that's his mission. He thought she was beautiful, but he killed her all the same.
How does he feel about it? What does his conscience do to him?
Nothing. It's just a game.
It's never just a game. Games give us a small world with clear rules, and then we reveal our character by the choices that we make.
Is it revealing his character? Or shaping it?
I agree. The game has to go, and the only way to do that, since it seems to install itself wherever Ender is to give him no computer at all.
What you can't predict is how Ender will act when he knows the game is gone.
He didn't even know it existed here on IFCOM computers until today.
Meanwhile, I believe somebody hand-carried the software, or at least the superficial link to the program. When they see that Ender no longer has a computer, they may find another way to weaken him and destroy his effectiveness.
Then we keep him away from everybody.
How can he be a good commander if he never gets to spend time with his own Jeesh?
His support officers were chosen because Ender already knows them.
Keeping them apart was good for discipline and focus. But now, as he moves into the final sequence of his training here, I think he has to be able to see his friends.
There it is. His friends. Not his subordinates. Not his geesh. Friends.
Just because you're a complete introvert, Mazer, does not imply that Ender Wiggin needs to be treated like an introvert, too.
What part of direct order is unclear to you?
I already texted the orders while we were talking.
What are you doing? Who are you?
I have orders to remove all computer systems from your possession.
I use this to do my schoolwork. I study on this thing.
My orders suggested that you're going into a difficult phase in your training. And you don't need to be distracted. So you won't have any classes for the near future.
Well, I wish I could say I was sorry. But the things we've been studying lately have less and less to do with fighting the Formics and more to do with shaping a career in the military, which I have no intention of doing.
Somehow I got the idea you were in for life.
Some people believe that, but they're wrong.
Any other computer equipment around? Because I'm about to set off a little pop-up that kills every computer brain in this cavern.
Do what you have to. I've got to go to bed. I have the first in a series of exams tomorrow.
Thank you for cooperating. If it were up to me, you'd have as many computers and game machines as you want. They work you kids too hard.
But there's a war.
There's no war.
People seem to believe there is.
70 years ago there was a war. But we haven't seen a single Formic since. I'm just a soldier, what do I know? But to me, it looks like a scam to keep the same people in power. Do what I say, 'cause there's a war.
You can't start getting ready when the enemy shows up.
Forget I said anything. Nobody tells us grants anyway. But you get assigned to Eros, you never go home. What are they afraid of? Bugger spies? Like they could blend in with the population. No. The reason we can't go back to Earth is they're afraid we'll tell them that nobody's fighting anybody. Anywhere.
You do know that they watch me constantly. There's probably a recording of this whole conversation.
What are they going to do? Demote me? Can't go lower. Send me home, please. Put me in jail? That's what this rock is. Good luck, kid. Hope you get a life someday.
Me too.
I think that went rather well.
Best way to tell a lie is to make sure every word of it is true.
Colonel Graf, I'm beginning to understand your remarkable career.
My career? I'm just a mid-level bureaucrat.
Major Jayadi, however much of the government and the military you think Graf controls, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
I can only wish.
He has plans within plans. Winning the war with the Formics is just one step along the way.
A pretty big step. Across a chasm.
What matters is that you've now focused all of Ender's doubts and questions on the one area where everything we've said to him is true.
Now it's time for me and Ender to have our little talk. Before I link you up with your Geesh, Ender, I think you need to see just how far you've come. Watch the holo display.
This is one of the early games we played together.
As a reminder, a benchmark. Now, here's the game you played yesterday.
It's no surprise that we work together smoothly.
Pretend you've never seen it before. Forget what you know about who's doing what. What do your fleet's actions remind you of?
The Formic movements in the footage from the Second War.
Why?
Instant responses, no confusion. Everyone in their places working smoothly.
As if a single mind controlled all. Your mind.
But...
Exactly. You know, and I know, that is not a single mind at all. You know that this movement down here was entirely Petra's idea. And what Bean did over here is something that only Bean does. Dink's squadron thinks like Dink Meeker. Fly Molos like Fly Molo.
They're different from each other. I haven't made them all act like me. That wouldn't even work. I can't see everything at once. I need them to think for themselves.
Yes, you know your Jish so well that you instantly place them where they can do the job they know how to do, and then you let them do it. You know their limitations and weaknesses, so you have someone else ready to back them up. You back them up.
That's a commander's job.
To the Hive Queens, you look like one of them. A single, smooth machine with a single mind in charge of it all. But in fact, you're something far better. You're a team of independent minds, all brilliant, giving total trust to one commander who is worthy of that trust.
I'm...
Not used to hearing praise?
Not from you.
Only from your Jish, never from the teachers.
All stick, no carrot.
I'm not praising you, Ender. I'm describing where you are right now. There's never been a better group of independent commanders working together seamlessly, with the clarity of one trusted leader guiding all.
We're all doing our jobs.
So now it's time to see what you can do with this fine-tuned instrument. Up to now, you've been working with computer-generated opponents, using our best understanding of formic military tactics, but still a machine. But now, you will face a living commander. There will be no easy victory like the one I had, where you decode the situation and deliver one missile to one target and the war is over. You and your Jish will face battle after battle. In each battle, your opponent will learn from the one before, adapt to what you show.
Is this going to be like battle school, where the teachers kept finding new ways to cheat the game against me?
This isn't a sport with arbitrary rules. This is a simulation. We will only give you arrangements of enemy power that are plausible.
How many games will there be?
If you know the total, you'll count down, and human nature will make you slack off near the end.
Not my nature.
You might be a little tired by then.
So, there'll be a lot of games.
This Jish of yours, this machine you've created, we're taking it out for a test drive. We're making it as much like real war as we can. Some things may be surprisingly easy. Bad commanders would get complacent. Some might even seem impossible. Bad commanders would give up. So, just as in real war, there are no do-overs. There's no reset, no, can we play that one again? Whatever you do stays done.
When have I ever asked for a do-over?
That's why you're sitting in that chair.
This chair shouldn't exist, sir. I should be in the same room as my Jish.
No.
Why not?
Because in a real war, your commanders will be far away from you, half a light year sometimes. You don't get to hang out after a battle and have a beer, mate.
I've never had a beer in my life.
Or birthday cake or chips and salsa.
I'm not looking for buddies. My Jish is here on this rock with me. I could see them every day. That would allow me to judge how they're handling stress, whether they're healthy.
They're healthy.
Whether they resent their combat assignments, whether losses are hurting them, whether they're doubting themselves.
In the real war, you won't be able to...
In a real war, nobody will set artificial boundaries to make my job harder.
Well, in this simulation, we try to imitate the real boundaries you'll have to deal with. I was stuck in a supply ship nowhere near the main combat.
And you defied your orders and did what you wanted.
What I did was win the war. Now just play the game, Ender. Save the defiance for later.
Seems that I made a terrible mistake, and I owe you all an apology.
What do you mean?
For
about
what?
We've been working so well together that they think we need to be challenged. My teacher likes pointless physical challenges in order to demonstrate something. It might be metaphorical. So I expect our schedule to be grueling. and supposedly the battles are now more reality-based.
Really? Because it still feels to me like I'm working with a game controller.
I know, but we're going to take it seriously because someday it will be real. Here's the way it's not game-like now. Act as if you have the solemn responsibility of risking other people's lives. When we lose ships, they don't respawn. Those are dead pilots and lost ships. It'll take years to build or train their replacements.
You can't replace a life.
Exactly. But we also have the solemn responsibility to make our losses count for something. All commanders have to send their soldiers into harm's way. Us too. Make it count. Act boldly, but not recklessly.
And how do we tell the difference?
If you win, you were bold. If you lose, you were reckless.
Eh, hindsight.
We don't know till after.
You know how it works.
I've got my warning light. We're about to get our situation. There's our forces. And there's the enemy.
That's all they got?
In the real war, sometimes you outnumber them. But you can still lose. Like the Romans at Cannae. Bean, these ships are yours. Petra, these. Karn, I'm putting you over here to skirt south and be ready to pick up stragglers. Shen, these are yours. Alai, you come down south here.
Tom, you're moving too fast. Don't get so far ahead of your support.
I'm getting a sluggish response here.
I suppose that's part of the simulation. Sometimes your own forces don't want to obey an order.
Can't believe I'm saying this, but come on, boys. You've got to calm down. Don't fall into a trap here.
I'm up with you now, Tom.
Me too.
Now go take them apart. How are you doing in the West, Vlad?
I think the Hive Queen is having trouble concentrating on everything at once. I think she told these Marubos to do something random, because I'm just chasing them around like white rabbits.
Watch for their random trajectories to suddenly converge on your force. I think she's trying to lull you into not paying attention.
She? As if we were really fighting a Hive Queen.
They're doing a pretty good job of simulating the way a Hive Queen thinks.
No offense, Ender, but how do you know?
Because I've watched the vids of the Hive Queen's fleet so many times, and I can draw you the trajectory of every single Formic ship. Even when she's trying to be random, there's a kind of pattern to it. Now, not a pattern, a predictability.
So what stops the next Hive Queen from thinking differently?
Because I don't think it's a matter of style. There are things that all humans do and think and say regardless of culture.
Basic anthropology, Shen.
But Formics aren't anthropoids.
They still recapitulate their evolution. And when one of them is jinking around randomly, I don't know what choice the pilot's going to make, but I know what the choices are. It's always one of those choices.
Then why haven't you taught us those?
He can't. He's trained himself to think like a Formic by watching her in battle 1,000 times. He's got some Formic neural pathways. He can't talk you into sharing those.
You know we're winning when we can carry on a conversation about anthropology, formicology, and neural pathways.
Does a Formic poop in the woods?
Yes, because it would be nasty to poop in the tunnels.
Come on, Ender. You can't be that far into their heads.
You don't know how many hours I've logged in these tunnels.
What tunnels?
There are Formic tunnels all through this rock, like a Swiss cheese.
Like a sponge.
They're too tall. They don't bend over in the corridors and look under the overhang.
Tunnel entrances everywhere. And as soon as Vlad gets those last 3, we're done.
Want any help, Vlad?
By the time you get here, it'll be over. There we go. 2 left. 1 left. Game over.
I need to pee so bad.
Doesn't matter. Gotta wait for Graf.
Graf?
Graf always comes in and tells us how badly we did.
My teacher does the same.
Your teacher that you never name. Oh, come on. Doesn't everybody know it's Mazer Rackham?
What are you talking about?
Man's dead.
Why would you think that?
He's joking.
It's a little person joke. 3 things. First, who else would they bother keeping a secret? Julius Caesar? Second, Ender takes it seriously when they claim our opponent thinks like a Formic. There's only one person besides Ender who figured out the Hive Queen's patterns. And third, it's possible because after the Second War, they sent him out on a near light-speed voyage, then decelerated him and brought him home. So he got to skip through 50 or 60 years since his victory. That's how he's still alive. They had a commander who won them a war. They wanted him to train his replacement. And that's Ender.
I hate to say it, but Bean's making sense.
Is he right, Ender? Ender?
Maybe he doesn't know himself.
More likely, they cut him off from us while Bean was still talking.
Never pass up a chance to keep us from figuring anything out.
They wouldn't have cut Ender out if I had been wrong.
That was stupid. Cutting Ender off told them Bean was right.
Who cares if they know?
Admiral Shamrajnagar, for one.
He'll get over it.
He was right to cut them off. Ender was about to lie to them. Deny that you are you.
And he's a bad liar.
No, he's a very good liar. But he never lies to them. And if he starts now, it changes everything.
He lies every time he calls me his teacher instead of naming me.
He does not lie. He is telling them that he is forbidden to name you. Ender did not earn the trust of these other children by lying to them. So Hiram was right. We can't allow Ender to break faith with his Jeesh.
Is that why you cut him off?
Absolutely. Oh, I hadn't actually thought of any of that, but I must have known it unconsciously. The way Ender knows what the Hive Queen's going to do. I've logged as many hours watching Ender as Ender has spent watching Formic war vids.
We're all experts on something. I'll tell Ender not to deny it. He doesn't have to keep secrets from his Jeesh.
What worries me is Bean. What is he going to figure out next? And when he figures it out, what's to stop him from blurting it to everybody? I'm going to get him out of that room.
What?
Good idea.
Terrible idea. I know Ender thinks Petra is his go-to commander, but it's really Bean. If Ender falters, Bean has to be there to pick it up.
What's the alternative? We can't warn him not to tell the things he figures out. That would alert him that we've got even bigger secrets, and that we think he's capable of figuring them out from the data he has.
So we ignore it.
And then he blurts it out the way he blurted out your name. He has to go.
No.
Then I have no choice but to swear him to secrecy and then tell him.
They can't know.
Not they. He. And Bean isn't human, technically.
He's human.
There's more difference between his DNA and human DNA than there is between Homo sapiens and Homo neanderthalensis.
Hiram's right. We need Bean in the room. And the only way we can trust him not to figure things out is to tell him the truth and swear him to secrecy.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive.
Do what you must, Hiram. I have work to do before I sleep.
What work?
Haven't you heard? I have to prepare the Formic side of tomorrow's battle.
Bites the dust.
Ender, do you have any idea how many more of these we're going to have?
Every single day.
9 days in a row. Petra doesn't sleep.
Mind your own business, Dink.
Is that true, Petra?
Huge black circles under her eyes.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Maybe I've been using you too much, Petra.
She's doing fine.
You only say that because you're afraid he'll make you his second instead of her.
Bean's not afraid of that. It's what he wants.
No, Bean wants my job.
If you think that, then you don't know me.
I was joking. Aren't we all joking?
Yes! They were joking.
She really doesn't sleep.
Keep your face out of my job, brat!
I think she's skipping today's commentary from Colonel Graff.
Thanks for telling me. Unless you were joking, because it isn't funny.
Why don't they just let you see for yourself how we're doing? Then you'd notice how Dink has a rash because of all this stress. and Crazy Tom's hands tremble. And Shen has no fingernails left.
Don't lie
Not
to him.
Not funny!
And he will believe you. Bean, you've got no sense.
Now? You cut me off now?
We have work to do. Look how many ships you lost in that little sideshow with Karn and Vlad.
They've been making mistakes. I think they're exhausted, so I put them on a task that wasn't vital for the outcome of the game.
And then you forgot all about them, and they made too many mistakes.
It doesn't matter!
It matters!
Every day, it's a new game. But each time we start with almost exactly the same fleet that we began with the day before. So it's not as if our losses matter. I know I made the speech myself. Act as if every ship was a real loss. But when I have to deal with exhausted commanders whom I cannot evaluate for myself, then I have to make guesses. And sometimes I'll be wrong and we'll lose ships. Cutting me off from my Jeesh is wrong. It's stupid. It's hurting us far more than whatever training benefit you think it's giving us.
Do you think I made these rules?
You're Mazer Rackham. If you didn't agree with them, the rules would change.
I'll discuss it with the people who make the decisions.
I can't command people I don't see.
If that's true, then when the Formics come, we're chiseled.
You're through second-guessing me?
You know what went right and what went wrong. I've got to go see a man about a dog.
Wiggins here.
Send him in.
I thought we were done with each other.
Good to see you too, Ender.
Why are you working with my Jeesh instead of me?
You talk with them all you want.
You don't care about them. I do.
Why do you think I don't care about them?
I've spent half my life watching you care for us.
I didn't call you here to argue. I have something for you. But you have to look at it here.
What is it?
I think you'll want to watch it in the big hall of space over there. It's from Valentine.
Graf said I could write to you. That always means he's afraid you aren't going to do what they want. So I'm sending this instead.
What is it you want that I'm not doing?
Are you going to look at what she's showing you?
It's from the lake where we... It's autumn again.
I used precious Ansible time to upload this. I have no idea what it's about.
Leaves falling. We talked about that.
Well, that's what it is. Leaves falling.
No, it's one leaf falling. And then another leaf falling.
One leaf plus another leaf is leaves.
She remembered that I thought this was important.
Why?
I didn't know then, and I don't know now. Something about the way any current of air can change the leaf's direction, speed, spin it, flip it.
Random.
No, it's not random. It's caused.
Well, there it is. That was all.
Again, please.
I can't sit here all day watching you watching leaves fall.
Then don't stay! Or give me a computer!
No.
Why not? What did I do?
Nothing.
It's what the computer did. The mind game. I thought it was odd it suddenly popped up here at IFCOM. Then you took my computer away. It's because you didn't put the mind game on it. It installed itself.
Random.
Who did it? You don't know. You have no idea. So when I saw the Hive Queen in the game, that wasn't some artist's imagination.
We don't know what it was. We never programmed Peter's image into it either. It's out of control, and since it can install itself on the secure network, we aren't leaving you alone with a computer again, ever.
Not random. Therapeutic software doesn't randomly come up with the face of my enemy.
It doesn't read minds.
Obviously not, since that wasn't how I'd imagined the Hive Queens. The one in the game was beautiful, graceful, powerful, filled with love and yearning.
That's what we were afraid you'd see.
But why did that worry you? Did you think I'd fall in love with a deadly butterfly? Well, I did. I always do.
Always do what?
I can't defeat an enemy I don't understand. To understand him, I have to see the world through his eyes, become my enemy. But the closer you come to understanding people, seeing them as they see themselves, the more you love them. I can't defeat an enemy that I don't love.
You're telling me that seeing the Hive Queen in the game made it easier for you to beat the Formics?
What if they somehow got into the game? I don't know how, but somehow they put in their own image. Because they don't have words. They don't have language. They share images. It's their language. But that doesn't mean they can't lie. What they showed me was the face they wanted me to see. They want me to think they're beautiful and compassionate and not dangerous at all.
So we took away the computer.
Do you think I'd forget that image? But now, instead of thinking it was your lie, which I couldn't figure out, now I'll think of it as the Formic's lie. And that gives me a glimpse inside them.
This is guesswork. Absurd. It meant nothing.
It means something to me. Even if it didn't really come from them. The Hive Queen doesn't talk to the Formic workers and soldiers. Her mind controls them. It would be like talking to her own feet and hands. And the Hive Queens don't talk to each other. They push memories and images into each other's minds. But me, us, how can they communicate with us? We use our voices, our ears. They don't have either. And they use their minds, but we're blind and deaf to them. That makes us animals. They think of us as animals because we have no language. Not their kind of language.
I don't like where this is going.
It doesn't matter what you like. Or what I like. I'm the only one who got that image, wasn't I?
You're the only one to beat the giant's drink.
I killed the giant, and there she was, waiting for me. First it was death. Then Peter. Things she knew I was afraid of, assuming she got inside my head. Eventually, there she was. And instead of fear, I'm supposed to feel love and awe, the way her Formic slaves feel about her. She's trying to turn me into one of her tools.
Ah. And you don't like that?
I don't like it when you do it. Why would I like it when she does it?
You can stay here and watch the leaf all you want.
It might be 100 times.
It's not that long a vid. Knock yourself out.
Graf said I could write to you. That always means he's afraid you aren't going to do what they want.
Jink left.
Get under and over them.
For east, for west, then down.
Coming from the south. Slow it down.
You missed one, above and behind you.
Come on, why isn't that working?
Because you've used it before, and it worked. So she's figured out how to beat that tactic.
There's no she.
I know that it's Mazer imitating the Hive Queen, but he's very good at it. The ships move like the Hive Queen's ships. And she learns from her previous defeats.
It just gets harder and harder. I'm dreaming these battles. We all are.
Wake up screaming.
And Bean disappeared yesterday. All night. Didn't come back till right before the battle.
Where were you, Bean?
Is it all right if I concentrate on the battle? In case nobody noticed, we aren't winning.
We should be. Petra, where are you? What's happening? You had a mission, and it looks like...
She's asleep!
I knew it was going to happen to somebody.
Petra doesn't sleep at all.
Dink, stay with your ships!
The game is Gria's. This is Petra!
Take care of her. Do what she needs. Bean, take over her squadron. I've got yours.
That's right. Give me the situation that's totally piffed.
I still have to watch the whole battle. She's lost half her force. Do you need reinforcements?
When in all of human history has a commander ever said that he doesn't want reinforcements? Back toward the starting point. Show retreat. Show panic, but be ready to turn back on them.
Shen, Karn, Bean is baiting them. Bean, tell Shen and Karn when you want them to drop their assignments and come in from below.
That is such an excellent plan. Just a minute now.
How's Petra?
Dink and Crazy Tom got her out of the chair, and then medics came and took her.
Stay with the game, Ender. She's all right.
Where did you go? You were out of the simulator before I could get in there.
I think it's obvious that I came here.
Get up from that bed, open your eyes, and talk to me.
Why bother? You don't hear me.
You were right. Is that what you need me to say? You kept pushing Petra, and she knew you were relying on her, and she couldn't sleep, and her brain just shut down.
I would have known if I could have been there
Do you think I wasn't telling them that?
Doesn't matter now. You know, I'm through.
You are not through.
I'm done with the games. You pretend I'm in command, but I'm not. I know how to be a good commander. You've seen me do it. But then you keep me from being with my people. Why? It makes no sense. What's the theory? It doesn't matter. I'm done.
No, you're not, soldier. If this were war...
It's not war. I'm an 11-year-old kid. We're all under 14. We're in the world's lousiest, stupidest school for geniuses, where people who are dumber than us force us to follow their dumb rules, so we play dumber than we have to. And you're right. That's how it'll be in real combat. I'll never really be in command.
No one ever is. There is no such thing as absolute command. Alexander's army mutinied twice. Lee had to defer to Jefferson Davis. They called Grant a drunk, and Sherman was called insane.
That was the real world. This is a test. A very long piff of a test.
You complained about the battle room because it wasn't like the real world. Now you complain about this test because it's too much like the real world. What a fussy baby you are.
Put 11-year-olds in command, that's what you get.
We should have let you be with your people. I didn't see how important that was to you because I work better alone. But I wasn't really a commander. I was more like Bean, a strategist, a tactician. But I had no gift for working with people.
I'm surprised to hear that.
That's why I only had command of a supply ship. But you are a commander. And we kept you from being with your Jeesh for reasons that now seem very stupid. That's an apology. Are you listening?
Listening, but not caring. I learned that from you.
I'm not supposed to tell you this. But there's only one more test.
Good. Do it without me. You sit in that chair. You command. Or Graf. He's the one who's been seeing my Jeesh every day.
One more game.
It's a game!
You can see them. Spend tonight with them. Go see Petra.
One night? When everybody's sleep-deprived? When Petra hasn't recovered yet?
I can't change the schedule.
When you talk that way, you know what it makes me think? That it isn't a game at all. That when they talk into their headsets, they're connecting by Ansible with real squadron leaders. That when Petra fell asleep, real pilots died. The enemy nearly won.
If you believe that, you wouldn't consider quitting.
The planets and starfields are all wrong. We couldn't fit this many battles inside the solar system. And you'd never let ships with the little doctor so deep into our own space. But that just makes it infuriating that you take it all so seriously. As if this game mattered more than Petra. She's thinking she let me down. It's killing her. She can't sleep because she's so afraid of failing, and then she fails. She thinks she fails. Your game isn't worth that.
Go to her.
Postpone the last game.
I can't.
Let us have a day with no game, one day off.
No.
I won't let them lose their edge. I know how to keep them sharp. A day with no game will make them sharper.
You get tonight. Petra made it possible for me to get you that. One night.
They need sleep more than they need me.
They get both. But only tonight.
It's winter, and you're making me march on Moscow.
It's winter, and you either take Moscow or lose your army.
I'm losing them anyway.
Stop arguing with me and go see Petra. She needs you. Your Jeesh needs you.
Remember when you first showed up in this room and attacked me for no reason?
Yes.
Nothing has changed.
This time the door will open.
For a minute there, I thought we'd lost him.
We still might.
Ender.
Who, Ender?
Now they let us see you. Petra, Ender's here.
I don't want to see him.
It's my fault, Petra. I shouldn't have made it so obvious how much I depended on you. But you should have told me you weren't sleeping.
I thought I could handle it.
You did handle it.
Until I didn't.
There is such a thing as a limit to human endurance.
I'm the weak one.
You learned something. There's a limit to how many days in a row you can function without sleep. That's useful information. It's just a game.
Right.
True.
Stupid game.
This makes the battle room look like a game of darts.
Because it feels so real. If this is what command is really like, makes you wish you didn't have to grow up and graduate, ne?
I want to quit.
I did quit. But they said I can't. So they gave me one night. And then tomorrow is the last game. One more game. Can you do that?
What will we do tonight?
Sleep. But first, we talk. Here in Petra's really crowded hospital room, we talk about the one thing we never talk about.
Home.
Once upon a time, we were children. We had families.
I didn't.
You had your friend Poke. She was family. Tell us about Poke, Bean. Tell us what it meant to have somebody love you and look out for you.
I lived on the streets. I was dying. Scavenging didn't work because when we found anything, bigger kids took it from us. But Poke got a bunch of kids together. We shared our food, protected each other.
Bean, I'm sorry that I made you start us off.
I understand why. It was a good way to spend the hours before lights out.
But now we need sleep.
You know, back in battle school, I used to crawl the air ducts, all the nooks and crannies, all the hidden places.
You told me. That's where you found the cable.
I'm just saying, the Formic tunnels here are even better. Very strange.
I should have known you'd crawl them, too.
I think I'm a claustrophile.
15 minutes in a tunnel. This one. Come on.
I love the way they bend. It seems random, but I don't think it is.
No, I mapped them. I keep it on a memory cube because they won't let me have a computer. Here.
Weird. To see these tunnels like spaghetti.
But not like spaghetti. They were inside these tunnels, but none of the turns are random because they never bump into each other. They never come too close.
What do we expect? We call them formics, and they make tunnels like an anthill.
But I'm just saying something. Because I'm showing it to you, I think these patterns? This is how the formic ships moved in the vids. When they were being random to confuse us, they never bumped into each other. Same thing in the simulator. They're burrowing through the air. Like these tunnels.
Tagoro! I think you're right. Fractal turnings. This is their evolution acting out in their behavior. Long before they became intelligent, they burrowed, and they're still doing it. Even in space.
That's why I always feel like I know what they're going to do next. Even though I can't, I don't really. They go this distance or this or that, and then they turn this way or that way or... It really is a pattern.
Not random at all.
All I needed was to have you with me, and I could see more clearly.
Not sure this is useful, but if I can make you just a little smarter, my work here is done.
I kept thinking that crawling these tunnels should teach me something about the Hive Queen, but it never did.
No.
It taught you about her slaves.
Yeah.
The Formics. When she isn't controlling them, this is what they do.
That's it! When they swarm, it means she's letting them do what they want. She's not in control of them all the time.
Is that important?
Maybe it's only a limitation of Mazer's mind. Maybe he saw this pattern and programmed the computer to simulate it whenever he couldn't pay attention to some part of his fleet. Whether it's the Hive Queen or Mazer, when we see this pattern, it means the enemy isn't paying attention to that part. I thought of putting us all into the same room, but this is what we're used to. It was a stupid policy, but if I'm in the room with you now, we'll just distract each other.
Good call.
Petra, I'm glad you decided to stay in with us.
Wouldn't miss it.
I'm not going to use you the same way, though. It doesn't mean I don't trust you. It means I learned from the mistake of pushing one of my commanders harder than the others.
It's fine. I'm just glad you let me in at all.
I've got my blinking light. Almost time to...
Grias!
No!
Gusto!
Chippa, what is this?
What are they doing?
This is like when they put two armies on us.
I agreed to one more game. For this?
With so many enemy ships, they're going to keep each other from bringing their weapons to bear.
That means our ships will last about 6 seconds longer.
If we spread our ships out, that means there'll be about 80 enemies able to target each of us. But if we bunch up, it means they can shoot randomly and hit something. Look at the patterns they're tracing, Ender.
Yeah, there is that.
It looks like they're protecting that planet, trying to keep us from getting near it.
So this whole series of games is supposed to be one campaign. And they would have made sure we could never win the way Mazer Rackham won, by hitting a Hive Queen and killing a fleet.
So in this game, you think all the Hive Queens are on that planet?
I think the game is, we've found the Formic homeworld. And they have 100 times as many ships protecting it.
1,000 times.
So, what's the plan?
Plan? Are you blind? There's no plan for this. We lose. They wipe out our fleet. But here's the good news. If we fail the test, then we don't ever have to do this again.
I don't like losing.
I don't like playing against cheaters.
Remember, Ender, the enemy's gate is down.
We dead, Binons.
Enemy's gate is down. Very funny, Bean.
No. No, not funny. I think I see a way through that wall of Formic ships. Graf, that cube Valentine sent me. Put it into the holofield. Everybody's display.
Last night it was good to remember Earth, but...
Falling leaves?
Look at the movement of the leaf. Not quite random, because no matter how it goes, it's headed down.
Like us.
Down, yes. To the surface of the planet.
A picnic.
If we can get one ship into the atmosphere with the little doctor.
You think the disruption field can grow that big?
It feeds on mass.
Blows outward. Takes their whole fleet.
Ours too.
Our tiny little fleet is dead anyway. Question is, do we take them with us?
All of them. Nothing lives.
It's not victory, but it's something.
What's the leaf for?
What I showed you last night. Look, everybody. This is a map of the tunnels in this section of Eros. Look at the movements of these Formic ships.
They're tunneling through space.
This is the kind of movement that's programmed into their DNA. It's how they think. They burrow. They dig. They don't live on the surface where wind blows, where leaves fall.
They're not ready to track our movements if we...
jink like the leaves.
That's what we do. Every ship, move like the leaves. Turn, roll, spin, go off in crazy directions. They don't think like that. They can't predict it.
Random chance still has them blasting out of the sky.
We only need one ship to get the little doctor down into the atmosphere.
No need to launch it. The ship that detonates it will never get away.
Launch it, set it off inside the ship, doesn't matter. As long as we're inside the atmosphere.
How far in?
I don't know. Does everybody understand? We can't really control this because our movements have to be random. Every ship on its own. Unpredictable. Like a falling leaf. You can tell each ship when to jink, but not where. Or where, but not when. Understood?
Got it,
Takuro.
Make like a tree and leave.
Move.
Understood?
Got it, Takuro.
Make like a tree and leave. Move.
Do you think this can work?
Does it matter? There's no other plan.
After all the Formic war fleets, nothing prepared them for this.
Everything prepared them for this. Ender knows that no adult will help them. He listens to Bean when he reminds him to seek the enemy's gate, if there is one. And there is.
His jaunts in the tunnels. So he knows how the Formics think. Watching vids of your victory, Mesa.
And these children. Not competing with each other, but also not mindlessly obedient. 10 independent commanders, making their own decisions, but working together, because they have Ender at their head. How the military should work, but almost never does.
Our ships are never going to make it. Look how many have died.
Look how many are still alive, so deep into the Formic screen. I never would have thought it possible.
When the display came up, I thought we're dead. Forward defense has failed. The last battle will take place around Earth after all. But then Valentine's Leaf videos.
8 ships left.
7.
I'm out.
Good work. Whoever was shooting at you won't be shooting at the others.
Drop. Still have 2. 1 left. Jink. Roll.
That's it. I'm out. Almost. I almost got there.
How do we know if we're far enough in?
3 left. Detonate now.
What if we're not?
Now. Obey.
Look at those babies. Flare. Toguro.
But will it spread to the surface?
Who knows if the computer's programmed to simulate it?
Then we shout. Bang. You're dead.
There. On the surface, under the closest detonation.
And there, under the second, quivering, coming apart.
Is the ocean burning?
Can't oxidize, so it can't burn.
But it's hot, nuke hot. Molecules coming apart, releasing energy, then the field feeds on it. Keeps growing. So we see it as light at the heat end of the spectrum, seething like magma.
Pretty good graphics.
Look at the surface bubble.
Gravity's trying to hold the mass in place, but the force of molecules flying apart can't be contained. The whole inside of the planet is coming apart. It has to have some place to go.
Eruptions everywhere.
If this was real, think of the panic.
If this was real, then only the Hive Queens are aware. 10, 100 of them? They built a wall that no one could burrow through. But we fell through it like a leaf. And now...
there's no planet left.
Just a ball of light growing.
When the field has nothing left to feed on, most of the atoms will collapse back inward. Gravity will win again. The atoms will form molecules again.
A new planet. Lifeless.
It'll bounce back. 1 billion years or so. Good as new.
All our ships are gone.
Hard to call it a victory, nah?
If the simulation is complete, then when the field reaches the observer stations...
And there it is. Display gone. No observer, and therefore no image.
Perfect simulation.
Not! Not a simulation!
You crazy?
Somebody called?
Bean saying it's not a simulation.
You saw the star fields, the planets, all our battles. Not one of them in our own solar system.
Randomly generated.
Why? If we were waiting for the Formic fleet to come attack us, then we'd train for InSpace or the Kuiper Belt. But the stars would be familiar ones.
You saying you think this was real?
They were all real. It's why they took me away. They could see that I had guessed, or was about to guess. They gave me a choice. Keep my mouth shut and stay, or make you fight without me. Of course, without me, you'd lose, so I kept my mouth shut.
God in heaven. That was the Formic homeworld.
Our whole fleet? We wiped out a fleet to win a game?
To win the war. The real war.
You did it.
Great job.
One.
World is safe now.
You did what you came here for.
Bean says that...
Bean is right. Yes, it was real. Thank God for you. I thought there was no hope.
Admiral Shamrajnagar wants to...
There aren't medals enough in the world to honor you. Children, yes, but soldiers. True soldiers. You have saved us all.
So the test is over.
There was no test. We fought the war at every Formic colony world.
No more Formic fleet.
No more Formics. Isn't that right? If the Hive Queens were all on that planet.
Our land forces on the Formic colony worlds are now confirming it. From the moment of your victory, the Formics they were fighting collapsed and died. The Hive Queens were gone.
Where's Ender? Didn't somebody go to Ender?
Maser, I thought you...
Didn't you send someone to...
Go now, you fools. You can't leave that boy alone with this.
He's not here.
Where would he go?
Admiral, we've got to find him.
He won this war and we left him alone.
Everybody on Eros has only one job. Find Ender Viggen!
Oh, Ender. Oh, God. Do you even want me to find you?
Bean.
I thought you'd come here.
They built this. And now they're gone. And I killed them.
They would have killed us.
I know it was the right strategy. Take the war to them. The fleet must have left 60 years ago, 70 years. Time so they all arrive at nearly the same time.
Then all they had to do here was find the right commander.
Of course they built up a huge defense fleet here, in case their fleet and ours crossed on the way.
But all their hopes were with the ships they sent all those years ago.
Our pilots died. I gave them the order to take the little doctor to the surface, and they did it. Even though they knew they'd die.
It's what they went for.
So many dead.
They couldn't tell you. It was all right for me to know. I lost my compassion on the streets of Rotterdam. But could you knowingly send men to their deaths? Could you live with the losses? I think they were right, Ender. I think you couldn't have lived with it. You would have grown too careful, timid. You would have lost.
I would have quit. I'm not Peter. I mean, I'm not... I don't think anyone should die so I can win, but I keep...
They shaped you as a weapon, Ender, and then they fired you. Don't blame the dagger for all the blood.
I knew what I was being prepared for. I trained the rest of you. I shaped you into the dagger.
The pilots and soldiers, they knew they were never coming home, not to anybody or anything they knew. They obeyed our orders because they knew that if they could destroy the Formic homeworld, they had accomplished their mission. Their sacrifice was worth it.
I can live with it, Bean. I know it had to be done. We could never be safe unless we had a total victory. Even knowing, I'd like to think I would have gone ahead. It was the right thing.
I'm not much for hugging, so it's a good thing the tunnel makes it so I can't get to you.
I'm going to stay here a while. Tell them I'm all right. Nobody waiting for me. Nobody to greet me and nobody to congratulate me. That's when I ran. When I heard them congratulating everybody. I couldn't face it.
I'll make them leave you alone. I'll forbid them to talk about it with you.
You think they'll obey the smallest human on this rock?
I can be pretty fierce.
Thanks for everything, Bean. You kept shining the light where I needed to look.
It was your light, Ender. See you in a while, Ender. I'll tell the others thanks for you.
Yes. And I will want to see them, the Jeesh. Just not the... nobody who lied to me.
Toguro.
You have nothing to worry about. Neither side in the fighting wants to hurt the children who saved the world.
Who is fighting whom?
The hegemony has suppressed the individual nations of the world for a long time. When you defeated the Formics, a lot of ancient rage and recent plotting broke loose all at once.
The reason I ask...
Russia and its allies dominated the combat forces of the Strategos. The fleet, under the Polemarch, was aware of their intention to seize all the bases of the fleet, including this one. Most of the infantry refused to fight against the fleet, so what we have here is more along the lines of mopping up.
My people, then?
A small, angry group of Russians. Were you one of them? Do you want to kill Dink and Karn and Tom and Ender? What about Petra? They all come from nations that opposed the Russians. Should we have a bloodbath in this room?
No. I don't want... I just don't think you had the right to decide for us.
I know you fought and won the war, but you're still children. Every nation on Earth is already clamoring to have their children back. I'm sure you don't think it's because they love you and miss you.
They want these child geniuses to command their armies.
Purely in self-defense, I'm sure.
The 11 of you, of course. But also any child who ever went to battle school. We identified you, certified you, trained you for war. Now they want you to continue as soldiers.
Of course they do. And I will serve.
Well, that's your choice. But not right now. Not till things settle down. Not until we know we can safely send you home.
Except me.
What are you talking about?
There's a growing body of opinion that I can't be allowed to come back to Earth. Because any nation that gets me would have an unfair advantage.
Oh!
Wait a minute.
They can't do that! If anybody deserves to go home...
The strongest argument is that Ender would be a target for assassination by nations that might fear to face him in war. I don't know how things will play out, but yes, it's possible that you will all go home, while Ender stays with the fleet.
I'm done with the war. If going home means more fighting, I'd rather stay out here. The fleet has nothing to do now. That's the job I want.
There's no joy in going home if you have to stay.
Petra, let's be realistic. Maybe your joy will be a leader less because I stay, but that still leaves you a few dozen liters of rhapsodic happiness.
I don't even know those people.
You'll get to know them again. Or you'll find a life that doesn't include them. That's what we'll all do. Wherever we are, we'll find a life and make it a good one. The war is over, but we're not.
That's right.
Okay. Can't stop us.
True.
So, Ender, how do you like your cabin?
It feels wrong for me to have so much space when the ordinary colonists are crammed into cubicles, the ones that aren't making the voyage in a box.
You're the governor of the colony. You have work to do, people to meet with. You have exactly the space you need.
I have 2 bedrooms, and that's ridiculous.
Not really. Or where would Valentine sleep?
Valentine?
Ender?
I'll leave you two alone.
I can't believe you came.
You don't think I'd stay on Earth now that Peter's going to run it?
A hegemon is an empty title now.
He'll fill it back up with power. You'll see. But I prefer to see it from a distance. I've been his puppet long enough.
But this is a colony ship, Val. We're never coming back to Earth.
When Mother and Father realized that they'd never get you back home, they finally agreed that you shouldn't be alone. They'll stay and help Peter. I stay with you. It's what I want. Eyes wide open. Unless you don't want my company.
I don't know why you'd want mine. My whole life has been about one thing. And now that's over.
Now your life will be about this colony. Especially because you can be sure that the captain of this ship and at least a dozen other adults all expect you to be a figurehead. You're only 12, after all.
Oh, I fully expect to have to earn my position the hard way.
I helped Peter for 6 years. Now I get to help you.
What about helping yourself?
This is what I want. This makes me happy.
Come on, Ender. You walk like an old man.
I told you not to come. I said you were too young to enjoy a surveying trip.
You're Ender Wiggin. You can't tell me 11 years old is too young. Look! This hill was worth climbing, don't you think? What of you?
I can't believe this.
Yes, it's really...
No. I mean, yes, it's lovely. But look at that long hill. Like the body of a giant fallen on its back.
That's really strange. It really does look like...
And there. That's a castle, isn't it?
No way is that a natural formation of the rock.
When I was in battle school, I played a game. It took me into places that nobody had programmed. It scared the teachers, and they took it away from me. Because it showed me the Hive Queen.
A computer game?
The Hive Queens communicated mind to mind... Without language, It's why we couldn't talk to each other. Each of us thought the other was deaf and mute. But this is as clear a message to me as you could hope to find.
How could they know you'd come here?
It was the Formic colony closest to Earth. Even if I didn't find it first, somebody would take pictures of this and I'd see it and know what it was. They're calling me.
It's a trap! They want to get even with you!
If it's a trap, then I'm content to let them spring it on me. But I think it's not meant to harm me.
Then I'm coming with you.
No. No. That feels wrong. You wait here. If I'm not back by nightfall, go to the flyer and call Valentine.
This is a terrible idea, Ender.
I don't reject an idea just because it's terrible, Abram. The tower room. Exactly as I saw it. Except carved from stone. The window. The snake on the floor pretending to be a rug. The bed. The mirror above the fireplace. Can't break this mirror. Solid granite. So you left me something. In a secret compartment. A ball of... a case? A cocoon? What happens if I touch? Ah! Ah, no! Oh, yes. No, I'm not going to show you. I've hidden her.
Don't you trust me?
She asked me not to show anyone. I gave my word. She knows that she represents the worst nightmare of the human race. A formic queen, already fertilized as a larva, and now encased in her cocoon until she's ready to finish her transition and come out.
Ready to start the formic species all over again.
She has all the memories of her mother. And everything the other hive queens thought to tell her before they died. Before I killed them.
And they left her for you to find.
They found me first. In battle school, I was seeking them. They drew things from my mind, and then they did things to the mind game program. They added things, reaching through the Ansibles. Arranged the pixels to show me Peter's face. And then to show me a hive queen. But now, I see her clearly. When I hold the cocoon, she can put images directly into my mind.
Like a dream?
Like a life. Like a thousand lives. The history of their species. The memories passed mother to daughter. An unbroken line. Why would they ever need to write anything down?
Which is why they have no radios. No writing. No way to communicate with us.
They didn't understand that we were trying to communicate with them. They were shouting at us, mind to mind, and we never answered. And to them, what was killing a few workers? It's how they get each other's attention. They kept waiting for our hive queen to communicate with them. By the time they realized that we were all hive queens with no hive, well, it was too late. The war was on.
You know... you're not to blame for their destruction.
There's no blame. Everybody did what seemed right to them. Everybody acted within their nature. But I take responsibility. And now, here's a chance to make things right.
What are you going to do?
I can't bring her back. Not here. Not now. Time has to pass. I'll stay here a while longer until the colony is fully established. And then I'll get into a ship and travel near the speed of light. It's what Major Rackham did, to pass the time till the war came again. Voyage your way through the centuries.
How many centuries?
I don't know.
I'm coming with you.
Val, I can't ask you to do that.
You need company. Hopping world to world sounds like fun. If I ever get tired of the traveling, or if I have a reason to stay in one place, I'll wave goodbye as you move on.
Or if you just get sick of me.
I'm a free woman. This is what I want to do.
Then I'll be glad to have a friend on the voyages.
One thing first, though. You have to write it down.
Write what?
Who she is. The things she told you. About who they were. Why they did the things they did. You have to speak for the Dead Ender, or the human race will never be ready to try again with the Formix.
That sounds right. I'll be the speaker for the dead. And then wait to see if anybody listens.
That's a good thing to do with the rest of your life, Ender Wiggin. I love you forever.
You have been listening to Ender's Game Alive, the full cast audio play, written by Orson Scott Card, performed by Kirby Hayborn, Theodore Bickel, Samantha Eggar, Harlan Ellison, Susan Hanfield, Roxanne Hernandez, Janice Ian, Rex Lynn, Richard McGonigal, Jim Meskimen, Emily Rankin, John Rubenstein, and Stefan Rudnicki. Also starring Vikas Adam, Scott Brick, Paul Bamer, Gabrielle DeQueer, Sunil Malhotra, Taylor Meskimen, Arthur Morey, and Christian Rummel. And with Nathan Dana Aldrich, Allison Bewes, Emily Bewes, Kelly Cady, Kata Mazur, Karen O'Brien, Lisa Renee Pitts, and Judy Young. Original score by John Rubenstein. Valentine's theme by Janice Ian. Additional music and arrangements by Mark Mitchell. Executive producers Steve Feldberg and Will Snape. Produced by Stefan Rudnicki and Gabrielle DeQueer at Skyboat Media Los Angeles and Mike Charzik for Audible Inc. Directed by Gabrielle DeQueer. Script supervisor Cassandra DeQueer. Administrative support and production coordination by Jennifer Casicio, Kelly Cady, and Judy Young, with Lee Roche and Matthew Shearer. Post-production by 50 Nugget Wash. Post-supervisor Ted Scott. Edited by Ted Scott and Nick Stecky. Mixed by Nick Stecky. Mastered by Ted Scott. Sound design by Heather Scott. Assistant sound designers Alexa Althoff and Ted Scott. Foley artists Alexa Althoff, Heather Scott, Ted Scott, and Nick Stecky. Recorded at Mark Grau Studios, Burbank. Additional production support by Jocelyn Chang, Alex Linares, Ryan McKinney, Norma Reynaga, and the Copy Hub. Special thanks to Joe McNeely, Dan Musselman, and Will Snape. Copyright 2013 by Orson Scott Card. Production copyright 2013 by Audible Inc. This production is dedicated to the memory of Yuri Rozovsky, Radio Man Extraordinaire.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.